This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's former Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and his older brother Bill are opening a new tap room called The Confluence on the Walking Mall in downtown Helena, creating a space that Bill Bullock, an engineer, and Steve Bullock, who served two terms as governor, hope will be a place of spirited conversation and tasty beverages. The Confluence will feature 40 handles of beer. It's located at 40 South Last Chance Gulch on the site of a former high-end kitchen store called The Panhandler. The Bullock's venture also will be home to a dram shop, a commercial establishment that sells alcoholic beverages known as Brothers Tap Works. The name The Confluence connotes an area where not only rivers come together, but people and varying thoughts as well. The Confluence will have a stage not only for music, but one night a week will feature an event called The Soapbox, in which community conversation is encouraged. Last February, a new full beer and wine license in Helena came on the market. Bill Bullock said, "I'll be damned if the dog didn't catch the bumper." Steve Bullock said he and his brother, who both grew up in Helena, spent 9 months looking for a location and focused on finding a place downtown. Bill Bullock purchased the on-premises beer license from the state for $85,000, a building permit estimating the cost of the project at $596,000 was filed on Tuesday. The Bullocks hope to open early next year. A former state legislator from Gallatin County was found dead in the Truman Gulch area after he was reported overdue from a hunting trip. Joe Balyat, 65, of Bozeman, died of natural causes, according to the Gallatin County Coroner's Office. Just before 11 p.m. on Tuesday, dispatch received a call that Balyat was overdue from a hunting trip. The reporting party had driven to the trailhead on the west side of the Bridger Range and saw that his car was still parked there. With tips from the person who reported him missing and from family members, the Gallatin County Search and Rescue, a drone team, and a dog team began searching the area where he was known to hunt. Life Flight Network also searched the area with night vision. The search and rescue dog team found Balyat early Wednesday morning. Balyat served as a Republican member of the Montana State House of Representatives from 2001 to 2005, representing the Belgrade area, and in the Montana State Senate from 2005 until his resignation in 2012. Balyat was an avid hunter and served as a vice chair on the Senate Fish and Game Committee in 2011 and as a member on that committee in 2009, 7, and 2005. The Bozeman City Commission had planned to discuss paid parking for downtown Bozeman on its Tuesday evening agenda, but decided instead to delay that discussion. The question of whether to put parking meters back in downtown Bozeman was reintroduced earlier this year during a work session in February. In the months since, the city and county have forwarded plans for a second parking garage on the parking area behind the Gallatin County Courthouse and worked on other issues like an employee parking program and how residential permit parking areas near downtown could be established. The suggestion to delay the discussion came from Deputy Mayor Terry Cunningham, who sent a memo before the meeting laying out a plan to convene a group of people with a stake in downtown to come up with their own parking solutions. Cunningham said that he had heard from a few business owners that they felt their opinions were not being taken into account by the City Commission. Several business owners did speak during the general public comment period during the meeting, including Kelly Wiseman, the general manager of the Bozeman Community Food Co-op. Wiseman said he wouldn't be opposed to paid parking during the summer months when tourists stream through Bozeman, but cautioned that paid parking could burden downtown businesses and change the feel of that business district. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.